a topic when I spoke. And today, this topic which I spoke is particularly dealing with human beings, with devotees in general. Okay, how we appreciate others. Though this topic which I'm catering to devotees, but this is equally applicable to outside world. And that means even dealing with our non-devotional friends. Okay, those who are not so much theistic, so you can still apply these principles to them. So having said that, like, what exactly is a definition of appreciation? Now, why do we want the appreciation in general? Okay. Why do we want in general? See, it's a human tendency that we want everybody for that, not just we, like each and everybody wants us to get appreciated by others. We want that somebody should notice what we do, what are our achievements, what we have gone through, what pains we have undergone, okay? How much efforts we have put in. We want that should be noticed, that should be applauded by others. That's the human nature. Now, there is no one pretty much exception for that. Okay? Not even the devotees. Unless and until somebody actually rises to to the higher platform where he doesn't matter whether somebody appreciates or whether somebody actually blasphemes him. But more or less, in general, this is a human tendency. To our society in general, yes, we definitely want Boston Temple, which we're trying to aim for. It's a tall order, but we need to work on, because it's very difficult to work on our anartha or our the enemies which are residing in our heart. It's so difficult, even for the devotees who are actually long standing and who have been practicing. It's difficult, okay, to overcome some of the urges. Some of the misgivings of the heart. But there are certain principles which are actually laid by our teachers, and it's much easy for us to rise above the lower level of our dealings and get to the higher strata or to the higher level of consciousness. No wonder that's why Srila Prabhupada actually mentions all the time. That's one of the best verses which I love that verse. Is that, so we have to rise from lower consciousness to the higher consciousness. So that means we have to give up the taste for the lower things and develop the taste for the higher things. That's what is actually the devotee is meant for, and that's what we are supposed to do that. Now, if we don't talk about the devotional principles, devotional aspect, in general, people, they want the appreciation. But they forget one fundamental principle, what's that? And that's what is also Bible says that. If you want something, okay, so you should give something to get that. That means Bible says that do unto others, okay, that you want others would do to you. Okay, that's what the Bible says that. So in the terms of like a technical theistic science or word, if I use that, that you get it. So if you want an appreciation, so you should appreciate others. Then you will get actually an appreciation. If you want to get noticed, then you should notice others. If you want others to see good in you, then you should see good in others first. That's what the law of karma says. And we we should actually, if you are not a devotee, okay, this is a principle which is a universal principle, which it doesn't matter whether somebody is atheistic or whether it's agnostic or whether it's a devotee or non-devotee, it doesn't matter. For everybody this applies, this principle, law of karma. Okay. So based on that, if we try to like do anything, we should make sure that we deal with others. Okay, whoever we want an appreciation, we should actually. And this is called a lower level of appreciation. So even on the lower level platform, okay, we should deal with others in a very nice, in a very cordial, and in a very amicable way. And we need to encourage others. We need to appreciate others. Okay, that's what is the law of karma says, and which is actually on the material level of dealings with others. Now, on the higher level, if you talk about like which our scriptures mention that. Okay, it's gone.
Keep talking.
Okay, so what does on the higher level? On the higher level, our scriptures mention that we are not human beings. In general, I mean, we are spirit souls embodied in this human body. So, what is the true nature of this soul? The true nature of this soul is actually spirit. It's actually the Satchitananand. It is actually eternal. It's blissful, okay? And it's complete. It's full in knowledge. So that is the true nature. So if we try to deal with somebody on the true nature, so what does the on the spirit level our dealings would be? Our dealings would be pretty much cordial. It is very amicable, and it's pretty appreciative. We will always appreciate others. That's what is the every soul does. If it is completely in its spiritual nature. So Krishna, what does he notice? Krishna notices this, the true nature of the spirit soul. If we appreciate anybody else, okay, Krishna becomes very happy. And Krishna actually, he takes interest in every devotee's dealings, or in every person's dealings. Now, to give you an example, we have one of the beautiful story in Chaitanya Lila. That's a story which is actually of two great devotees, but in their previous lives they were great sinners in one way. They have done all kinds of sins in their life. They have committed all kinds of abominable activities, whatever you could think of. These two personalities were Jagai and Madhai. Now these Jagai and Madhai, at one point of time, they met Nityananda, who was trying to preach them, and so this Jagai and Madhai, they were actually very angry with Nityananda Prabhu, and Madhai actually he hit the Nityananda Prabhu, and the Nityananda Prabhu was bleeding, and at that point of time Jagai actually stopped him not to hurt him. So that a small action of Jagai eventually saved him from a greatest calamity. Because later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he was about to sever the head of Jagai and Madhai. But when he learned that Jagai was actually, he stopped Madhai from hurting more to Nityananda Prabhu. And in appreciation of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has delivered both Jagai and Madhai. So here we see that how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually takes, along with his devotees, he takes interest in the lives of every living entity. Whether one is whether one is a rogue, whether one is a non-devotee, or whether it's a devotee, it doesn't matter. He takes interest in everybody's life. And he somehow or other wants to bring back, okay, to his abode. And here Jagai and Madhai, he also wanted to do the same thing to them. Now they were pretty much doing all kinds of sins, and they have harmed a devotee, and that's the biggest offense, and there is no excuse for that. But just one small act of jagai has actually saved them. So Lord Krishna sees even the small, minute good things in us. We may have an ocean of faults in us. Like, in general, if you see that, like, you know, this yuga is pretty much full ocean of faults. But what does Lord Krishna do? Even if we do small good thing, okay, he'll just actually magnify that, and he will deliver us. That's what is the true is the nature of Lord Krishna. But in general, people, what do they want to do is that they, instead of appreciating others, okay, they try to see the faults in others, okay. Or, you know, even if not faults, so what do they do? They go to an extent to judge people based on the results what they have actually accomplished. So that's what we in generally do that. It's a tendency with many people. They try to judge people or the people's value based on how much they have accomplished and what are the results they got it. But they don't see how much a person has undergone tribulations, trials and tribulations, how much pain he has undergone, what kind of efforts he has put in. Okay. How many days he has to work. Okay. What kind of difficulties he had gone through, all that. No one actually goes deeper into that. No one sees the hidden difficulties or hidden aspects of endeavors which any living entity or anybody undergoes. People in general wants to see just the end result. Based on that, they will pass their judgment. That's the human tendency. Lord Krishna, if you see, what did he do to Krishna? Did he ask him that, like, focus on your results? He never said that. If you see the Bhagavad Gita, the instructions, many of the instructions, okay, right from the second chapter onwards, okay, after teaching him about the spirit and matter, from that point onwards until the 18th chapter, Krishna has been speaking one of the important aspects. He was saying that, like, you know, that I do not care what you achieve. I do not care what the outcome of this entire war, or whether you'll get success or whether you'll be failure in attempts. Okay, I am just interested in your actions. So that is what is Krishna's emphasizing. Krishna is speaking on the karma phala tyag. He never spoke on what is your result. He is actually saying that do not actually get attached to your results. That is Krishna's message to Arjuna. And if Krishna is saying in Bhagavad Gita that he doesn't care of the results, then why are we actually judging people based on some results? Aren't we doing one of the fundamental mistakes? And when I'm saying this, and trust me, like, you know, I have also gone through the same kind of mentality for a pretty long time. Okay, until I got to the Bhagavad Gita. Okay, until I learned some principles. But even after knowing it, since we have been ingrained into that kind of thought process, or that kind of habit, to that kind of mindset, it becomes very difficult for us to behave or to look at some person in a different way. I think one philosopher, he said that it doesn't matter what you look at, but it matters what you see. Okay. So it teaches us that we try to look at the positive aspects and what someone has actually gone through, what hardships somebody has gone through. Then we'll actually try to appreciate that person more, and we'll try to actually value that person more. All the scriptures, there are tons and tons of actually pastimes of so many different personalities. How they have been appreciative of other people, not based on their bodily features, not based on their accomplishments. So not based on their accomplishments, okay, and not based on their ability. We can see Srimad Bhagavatam, pages and pages. It's filled with the stories of the devotees who have been so much appreciative. And from this, we can actually learn how we can actually deal with others and how we can appreciate others. That's one of the reasons why we have to read and understand the scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because that tells us, like, you know, how we can actually deal with others. Because this is one of the very fundamental principles. Okay? Not just a corporate principle, but a fundamental principle in human life. Okay, as a householder, it also tells us how we can deal with our spouse, how we can deal with our parents. Okay, even in the corporate life, this is one of the very core principle. The human dealings. That's one of the 90% of the management actually goes in managing the human resources or managing the dealings between two individuals. 90%, if you see about that, most of the problems arise just between the, like, you know, dealings of the two people, manager and employee. Okay, they don't get along with each other, or two employees do not get along with each other. Okay, and my lower management doesn't get along with the higher manager or middle management. Okay, all these kinds of aspects, you will see that. So this is what, because people are not appreciative of what others are doing, or they have an expectation that somebody should appreciate us. Okay, without appreciating others. So these are like some of the discrepancies or human tendencies which everybody has to work, whether it is a social level or whether it's a corporate level or even if it is a spiritual level. We have to, because if you see why there are so many issues amongst the devotees. Why? Even after taking to Krishna consciousness. Why? Because people still are so habituated to that. And they're still finding difficult to rise above those tendencies. Now, after having said this, that how we should be appreciative of others. Now, some people may say that I have put, like, many a times I actually work so much, I toil so much, I do so many services. For instance, if you talk about devotees, they say that I do so many services, I take care of so many things, but still people are not appreciative of this. Okay, so that's what is a common complaint which you will see that. And another complaint is that, like, you know, some people do not notice about somebody else's services. Like, for instance, some devotees who come or they visit here or they do something, some kind of help. So devotees do not notice. So why there is not an appreciation? Now, see, as this kind of a problem, what it tries to actually signify here, that devotees are also human beings. So they also have feelings. They also have some kind of expectations. Very rarely you'll find that some people, after doing some kind of services, they do not expect any kind of an appreciation. But now, in corporate level, you will see that everybody wants something or the other reward after doing some extraordinary work or after doing some kind of work. That's why they have some kind of a reward scheme, or they have some appreciation level, or some they have different platforms of appreciation, because they want to encourage people. Now, there are very rarely you'll find some people who actually are self-driven. They do not care about somebody else's appreciation. And why do they do not care about somebody else's appreciation? Because they are more solid. They're more solid and dependable within. They're dependable within, and they're not dependable on things. Now, how does this come? How does this come? On a spiritual platform, this comes when you are dependent on Krishna. Okay? Our scripture says that we should be actually doing any of our services only to please Krishna, not to please like in our own self. That's what our scriptures, our teachers have been actually emphasizing on that. If you actually do any services, any kind of action or any activity based on this principle, just to please Krishna and not expect in return, I think that is the principle which is explaining that you are within more solid and you do not depend on any other praise. Then you don't care whether somebody is praising me or not, whether somebody is appreciating me or not. That you do not care. So we have to rise up to this platform where we can only consider of pleasing Krishna, okay, and not worrying or not expecting of somebody else appreciation. And that's what in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Trinadapi Sunichena, one of the golden verses of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshashtakam. Okay, which everybody says that our teachers say that we should actually tie it as a necklace every day and chant it. Okay, that's chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and do the dealings with others. The two fundamental principles that do good unto others and do not expect anything in return. That's the core principle of humility, and that is that is the fundamental aspect of our devotional practice, which is very easy for me to say, I'm telling you, okay, but I am also one, as you are, as all of us are facing this core problem, I am also victim of that. But we have to work on it somehow. We don't give it to such kind of tendencies because as I said, everybody wants an appreciation. Yes, that kind of feeling and thought comes, but we don't have to act on that. We have to actually remind and remember the core principles which have been taught by our acharyas, our teachers, and we have to remember the lives of the great personalities, and based on that, we should divert our mind. That's how we actually we deal with these lower thoughts, and we can overcome such kind of an appreciation, expectation of appreciation from others. Now, some people think that why should I actually care for appreciation from Krishna? Of course, it's a valid argument, and they might think that why should I actually worry about having appreciation from Krishna? Srila Prabhupada says in the Krishna book, this is in the story of Akrura going to Vrindavan, and in that Krishna, Srila Prabhupada has given one. It's one of the very illustrative sentence which we can actually live our life based on the principle. Srila Prabhupada says that if we do not live to recognize Bhagavan, our life is completely condemnable. So our purpose of living is to get recognized by Krishna. Otherwise it's meaningless life. There is no meaning to our life. Okay? If we don't depend on this, if we don't depend on Krishna's praising, then what will happen? We will depend on the praising of somebody else. That means we will expect that somebody else should notice, that somebody else should actually appreciate. Somebody others should actually take they should actually be cognizant of what I have done. Okay, they should notice about me and they should appreciate me. That's what we will start expecting. And whatever we do, anything apart or away from Krishna, okay, then that becomes a greatest sin. That is called as a sense gratification. And anything which we indulge into sense gratification, then there has to be a pains or suffering. That is the source of misery. That's the source of misery. If we try to take pleasure in anything away from Krishna, okay, then you are bound to get some sufferings. Okay, and that's inevitable. You cannot avoid. So we have to know that we have to please Krishna. In pleasing him, our satisfaction lies. Okay. So he is the center point. Okay. He is the object of our love. He is the object of our pleasure. We have to please him. And if you try to appreciate others, like in general, like devotees. Now we have already spoken that like our goal is to just please and appreciate Krishna. Okay, we should not expect any appreciation from others. Now Krishna, okay, Krishna, he resides in everybody as a super soul, that we know. And Krishna also likes his devotees to be pleased and appreciated. This is this is mentioned in our scriptures. Okay, and that's why we have loving dealings with our devotees. That's how we should have. If you don't have, that's how we should have. That's what Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned in his Nectar of Instruction, that we should have a loving exchanges with our with the devotees. So in that loving exchanges, an appreciation is always there. We must appreciate. If we appreciate the devotee, then Krishna will be pleased. It is said that whatever you appreciate, okay, if you appreciate devotees, or whatever you appreciate, appreciates. That means appreciation means it actually grows, and depreciation means it actually diminishes or it decreases. So if you appreciate, then what happens? Whatever you have, that something grows in value. And if you appreciate any devotional attributes in other devotee, that devotional attribute will come within you. That's what happens. I think there is also one famous quote which I'm going to quote a little later, which is quoted by Voltaire. Voltaire has said that appreciation is a wonderful thing. It makes what is excellent in others belong to us as well. So that's one of the key aspects, that why you should actually appreciate. So which I'm going to speak about the why. So we have been speaking about the what aspect, then we'll speak why and how aspect little later. So here, as it is mentioned, that we should actually try to appreciate others, even on the even about the devotional qualities. So if you don't have those devotional qualities, then you will actually get those devotional qualities. And devotees should be actually saragrahi. Saragrahi means they should actually like a crane. What does a crane does? Crane, it actually drinks only the milk and separates out the water. It just extracts the essence, drain out the all the rubbish aspects, all the trash. That's what the devotees should do. So there is one beautiful story which Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, at one point of time, he was actually Mayavadi. He was a Mayavadi. That means he was not believing in the personal aspect of God, okay, in the personal form of God. So he became a disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after he became a devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that, as you're going, as you're leaving my house, I would like you to meet Sri Ramananda Rai. And Ramananda Rai was a great scholar. But even though he was a great scholar, he actually belonged to a low class, to a low class. And Ramananda Rai was actually a Brahmin. So there was a huge difference. And in those days, like a class system was very much ingrained in the society. And the dealings was based on the class system. So he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you please visit Ramananda Rai. Okay, though externally you will see that this Ramananda Rai is actually a very materialistic person. He is actually a royal who is doing a royal duties, but he is a very great devotee of Lord Krishna. Okay? And I would be happy if you actually meet him. So now, what does the characteristics of Sri Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is getting displayed here? is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is focusing on the essence. He is more of the Saragrahi, not Bharagrahi. So in general, what happens is that we try to focus on the all the other aspects, and we forget the, that means all the negative aspects, and we forget the good aspects in someone. That's the tendency, human tendency. And here Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is actually exemplifying through his behavior that one should see only the good in others. And he knows that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Bhavagrahi. Am I audible or other? Because I'm not sure, like, okay. Yeah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Bhavagrahi. He knew that. And he will see the inner consciousness of Ramananda Rai. He will not see the external designations of Ramananda Rai. He knew that, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So from this great personalities, what we learn is that devotees should be actually Saragrahi. They should focus more on the essence rather than all the, like, you know, external aspects. Okay, that will actually take away from a Krishna consciousness. Okay, and that becomes, that's generally like what devotees actually fall prey to. And it's very tempting in one way, because externally, if you don't have that kind of a culture, what happens is that if there is no culture, so you will actually start living according to the culture where you are in. And external culture, the culture where you are living in, is mostly focusing on the Bharagrahi, that means focusing on the external aspects. And whereas devotional culture is that it focuses on the essence more. So that's one of the reasons also that you try to live more as much as possible in the devotional association. And in the devotional culture, as much as possible, you should cultivate that. There's also one, as I mentioned the story. Now, how do we cultivate this appreciation? Because I have 10 more minutes and I have to complete a couple of important points. Now, how do we cultivate this appreciation? Now, very first thing, what you have to do is that, in any science, what do we do first? If you want to appreciate anybody, so first thing what you have to notice that there is something good in others. So you have to see that there is some good aspects in somebody else, okay, in others. So that's the first point which you should have, that you should start noticing something which is within and which is beyond the external external aspects or beyond the results. Which we generally don't see that. So that's the first thing we should do. And second thing is that we should talk about concretely what other person has been doing, or what other person has done. Okay, that's the third thing. Second thing you should do. And the third thing what you should do is that you should express how you feel about it, about that act what he has done, or about the action what he has done, or about the service what he has done. So these are the three things which you should do. And then the fourth aspect, what you should do is that you should write something. If you have an ability, you can write some gratitude letter to him, or in any form. Like, you should express, or you should write a gratitude letter. So that's what one should do that. And then other aspects which depend, which has some of the devotional traits in it, and which needs some devotional culture to have within us. So that is. That is a savor the good in your life. That means you should actually try to relish or see the beauty and the pleasures which comes your way. Okay, beyond your material perception. And to know this, what you have to do, you have to actually know the scriptures properly. Otherwise, you won't relish that. See, if anyone reads Bhagavad Gita for the first time, they won't realize the Gita as it is. Okay, it takes certain time, because you need to have that practice. Because just like a person who's Srila Prabhupada gives a common example that who is actually diseased by jaundice, he will not relish the sweetness of sugarcane juice. Will he? He will not. So it has to take some time. He has to drink it again and again and again and again. And after some days, what happens is that his disease will get cured, and then he will relish the sweetness of that same sugarcane juice, which has actually cured him. So we may not relish the beauty, the pleasures. Okay. And the magnanimity of the Lord. Okay, upon us, what and the compassionate of the Lord, what He has given to us, that we may not relish it. We may not savor that. It takes certain time. And then another point by which we can cultivate the appreciation is that we should recognize the positive things in every aspect and in every incident, for that matter, in every incident. Because appreciation is what you do something after any action, you think that okay, you shouldn't need any appreciation, or after any incident you get either morose or you get like, you know, get depressed, or you get like, you know, pretty much uplifted. Whether, like, irrespective of what kind of action, what kind of that incident is, what you have to see is that you should see the positive things. Now, how you see the positive things, unless and until you are trained, you cannot. So for that, you need to get trained. And how you get trained? You get trained by practicing the principles of Bhagavad Gita, Ashwamedh Bhagavatam. Only by that you will get trained. And immediately you cannot, like, you know, just for that matter, if you want to drive the car, and if you don't know how to drive, and if somebody gives a class, in one class can you drive the car? No, you have to, it takes certain time. So similarly, this also, you cannot recognize the positive things immediately. It takes certain time. Over the period of time, you start recognizing more and more. Because you have to overcome, as I say, you have to overcome your lower taste. And to overcome that, it takes certain time. And the last aspect is that by which you can actually recognize, you can cultivate the appreciation is get metaphysical. Now, even if you are like not theistic, it doesn't matter. If you are theistic, what happens? You should recognize the presence of God, the presence of Krishna in every aspect of your life. And you should recognize the power of prayers. How mysteriously, how amazingly it works. And if you are not theistic, then you should work. You should know actually about the nature. You should see about the you should know about the death aspect of that. Then, when you are on the metaphysical level, you will actually appreciate. You will cultivate the appreciation towards others. Towards the towards the nature and towards the world and in general. Now, after describing out how you should actually cultivate this appreciation. Now, why we should actually appreciate others. So, one thing which I already mentioned is that since we are we are not human beings, we are actually spirit souls, and we have come from the spiritual world. We have come from the spiritual world, and we want the same kind of dealings what happens in the spiritual world. Now, what is the dealings in the spiritual world? Everybody appreciates everyone. That is the dealings in the spiritual world. That is called the Vaikuntha. And if you want a Vaikuntha, okay, Vaikuntha like atmosphere in this world, so what you have to do? You have to start appreciating others. So that's one reason. The second reason is that, as I said, if you want to have the qualities, what is there, the good qualities is which is there in others, then you should start appreciating others. Especially the devotees, they should appreciate the devotional qualities of others if you want the devotional qualities within you. And the third thing, if you want the Lord's mercy, undoubtedly, without any grain of doubt, you should actually start appreciating the devotees, because Lord always likes appreciating the devotees. As I said, now Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Now, what was the Pratap Rudra was? Pratap Rudra was a king. He was a king. He was a king of a province. He didn't get a mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give him a mercy. He gave the mercy to every devotee. Every devotee. And every devotee appreciated that. But also they were within they were actually little disheartened that this Pratap Rudra did not get mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every devotee was actually trying to give him, to get him mercy from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, once then he gave a mercy in a garden. And when he embraced Pratap Rudra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he embraced Pratap Rudra, Now all the devotees did not become did not blaspheme him. They did not criticize him. What is like, you know, worldly person, a king, he is getting appreciation, he is getting embraced by Lord. They did not do that. They were actually, who were they? They were Goswamis who has done so much austerities, who has done so much devotion, who had undergone so much of penance in their life, and who have been practicing a devotional life all through their life. And they were so close to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they never had any kind of criticism or any, they did not dislike that act. They were actually very happy. They were appreciating that act of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being embraced, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embracing the Prataprudra. So it is a prerogative of Lord whom to favor, and one should not criticized, or one should not get morosed. It is generally a tendency in human being, even among the devotees, that why a spiritual master is not actually recognizing me. It is prerogative. It's Lord's prerogative what he wants to do, whom he wants to favor. If he wants to favor some devotee, he will favor. You cannot ask a question, why not me? But even if you ask, don't expect that you will get the answer what you like. It will never be the case. Then I'll quickly jump to the results. Okay, we have only a few minutes left. Okay, what is the results when you appreciate? The very fundamental aspect which everybody is looking in our life is happiness. And that happiness you get when you start appreciating others. Okay, and if you start, and this is a research which is done. Berkeley School has actually done a lot of research in this, and they say that if you actually start appreciating others, what you will do, it reduces the depression and anxiety. And they have also done a research that there is so many on a physical level, a physiological level, there are so many changes, blood cortisol, blood pressure, all those kinds of aspects. There is so much of like positive changes. It happens. And another important aspect is that it strengthens the relationships, and also it opens the door to more relationships. Isn't that like all the devotees wanted? And that's what, isn't that Sri Rupa Goswami has actually emphasized and actually trying to teach us? So these are some of the results which are actually mentioned in the scriptures. There are so many other things, okay, which you will find in our scriptures, and also on the website of this Berkeley School of Education. Now, based on this appreciation, I didn't speak of the negative aspect of the depreciation. Okay, I only spoke of the positive aspect, and only one part of it, that appreciating others. Based on this principle, in our temple, we are going to start one of the separate department, which is called as hospitality, where we want to appreciate every devotee. Starting from the top to the bottom, and especially there are some devotees who are called as unsung heroes, okay, who generally do so many services in the background and they are not being recognized. That's what we want to do, because we want to follow the principles of Rupa Goswami, and we also hanker for the devotional qualities which others have, and we would like to have that. So that's the small update from our temple management. I would like to pause here. I don't think we have any time, but until the conch shell begins, if anybody has any questions, concerns.
Just a comment. Thank you very much. This is very important for the message. It's amazing.
Thank you, my dear mother.
Just to hear from you. You understand that if you start to appreciate others, that will come back, and it's natural. It's not like you flatter someone. It's natural.
That's true. That's true. Thank you, my dear mother. I think the conch shell has already blown. We should all rise now for the aarti. We are open the curtain.